get vaccines. And of course, we never had this issue. Oh yeah, there was a short, you know, occasional vaccine ad for the Hong Kong flu or whatever like that, you know. But daily, you're inundated on TV by Big Pharma, and it's the sedating of people. And of course, the gun shootings and stuff. Those people that have been confirmed to be taking those products. Last week, I read that about the fact that they're trying to screw with the. Well, basically the 5G service into your brain, but of course that shows them listing other frequencies there, but we never know what's going on around us here because these big corporations, they're all using us for test patterns, for subjects, you know. But anyway, imagine that, then you have no way to seek anything for the damage to your child. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product. And goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live. For you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Ooh. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We had a caller call in, didn't like that hitro intro like that, you know. But it just shows you, though, how people get offended on so many things. But when you historically look, though, that after Hitler had dropped the Versailles Treaty, refused to pay that odious debt from World War One, Germany started to prosper because it got away with, you know, printing its own currency. And this has been brought out time and time again. Libya, gold dinar, attacked. Saudi Arabia, moved from U.S. dollar, attacked, you know. And now, of course, we see Venezuela making deals with China. We see Iran and China and India making deals. The switch from the petrodollar to the petroyuan. More and more people are de-dollarizing from the U.S. And, of course, this is going to cause panic. And with these trade wars and stuff, something could go hot at any time. But anyway, more back on this thing here, like in Australia where, you know, it's no jab, no pay. And, of course, here they're mandating it through the different school systems and stuff. Your kid has to be vaccinated. And, of course, I always look at these Amish people that never do this and they're never sick. And just a couple of headlines here you could read here, where SIDS is now listed as the adverse reaction to this DTaP vaccine insert. Vaccine injuries and deaths continue to increase in federal vaccine court. Government wipes records of vaccine injury data from the website. Infant vaccine schedules endangered immune system. And, of course, it wasn't so much as the type of vaccine. It was they were injecting so many at one time that the body's immune system goes into overdrive. So, anyway. Oh, I was also reading a thing here about breast milk. I thought it was interesting. The United States had fought this breast milk stuff, and it was Russia that actually saved the deal here. There's always so much stuff that most people do not realize. Like, say, yeah, I drink Coke, and when you look at this Mexican town down there, that their water supply is being totally sucked dry from Coca-Cola. That's how they produce, and you can walk down these big rows of Costco or something and see massive row after row after row of cola products. Could be 7-Up, whatever like that, you know, but they're all made from water and corn syrup, of course. But that water has to come from somewhere, and usually it's from some place that, like California with Nestle's. You can't water your yard or take a shower or do laundry on the same day, but Nestle's can pump out their billions of gallons of water, whatever like that. Well, it's millions, but it will get to billions, though. And same thing with these aid relief organizations. They'll show up someplace like that, and you'll see stacks and stacks of U.S. Water Corporation's water sitting there. That this has all been purchased ahead of time and ready, supplied. These corporations aren't dumb, and that's how they've got to be so big that they are and why they keep acquiring one another to become even bigger. And this is corporate fascism. And with Big Pharma, the CDC, for the amount of profits they make, remember, the CDC is not a government organization, and that's why they endorse their own patents and everything. But this is corporate fascism, and we may not see world-blown fascism because there's too many people that would fight it. And again, we're back to those that would have to lose their arms and everything like that, because as this playbook becomes more and more seen, people will resist. And of course, you see other stupid resistant movements, you know, whether it's like gay rights, whatever like that, or Antifa. This is just for one people. And like I've mentioned before with Father Coughlin, his social justice back there in the 1930s, this was for democracy. It wasn't for a certain group, or it was for America. And that's dangerous because, see, these corporations are global. And like I've mentioned, they can inundate you with the photos of the starving little black kids with the bloated bellies and stuff, and you're supposed to feel sorry and send the $19 a day, or I mean a month, or just 61 cents a day. But there's always a cause. I don't care if it's saving a polar bear or something like that. But it don't seem like there's a big cause to save humanity. Like when you watch the United States Human, the UN's Human Rights, called same thing, watch, they stand by idly as thousands and thousands of people are slaughtered. And they draw attention to it as a world crisis. And then they fill your TV up or internet ads with help support the poor starving. Well, no, stop bombing them. They wouldn't be starving, you know. Let them get back to their lives. But, you know, these causes, you get so distracted by them, you know. As well as these Twitter feeds, constantly filling up with what some actor or actress did. I feel like it's Rome and its collapse, and all they have to do is sit there and idolize their actors and actors and their presidents. And hi, I'm Senator such and such. Read my book. You know, it's only $50-some. You'll learn how I screwed you just like I did my constituents. But anyway, but this is the premise where it's constant sales, you know. Everyone has to be buying something all the time. Perhaps why I like the barter system so much better. But anyway, This news is from over there in Washington State, down there in Renton. I thought this was kind of interesting. A woman had been arrested for dousing her husband with gasoline and setting him on fire. She caught him raping her 7-year-old daughter. And this was an immigrant again. But I'm reminded every time I hear of when Putin was talking about immigration, and he went off to list what it was to be a Russian. And he said, when you basically immigrate to Russia, you are Russia. Leave your baggage somewhere else like that, you know. And this doesn't work with, again, this new world order of trying to get all people to accept this multiculturalism. Your TV ads are not full of just a black family or a white family. They're all intermixed. You know, if people can't sit down and see this, that's what, I mean, I live out here in the sticks, so I can probably say, well, you know, like I've mentioned, I rarely watch much TV, but when you do, you're always inundated with the commercials. And of course, most of them are for some pharmaceutical pill or product, whatever. But the rest are generally about what else is going on in the world there that's supposed to strike people as, oh my, I should help out. And of course, yeah, you could by calling someone and telling them, hey, stop these wars. Like Fast and Furious. Think of all the arms that went down through that. The massive, or the tens of thousands in Mexico that have been killed because of these drug wars, all fueled by the U.S. The DHS even openly admits that they struck a deal with the Sinaloa drug cartel, in which, again, I've mentioned there that these banks, HSBC, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and there's another Australian bank, they all transferred hundreds of billions of dollars in cartel money. And yeah, of course, they got a fine, but of course, that fine became, you know, a bailout portion, and of course, the taxpayer paid for it. Over in Japan right now, it's interesting here for the fact that 64 people have died so far. There are massive floodings over there. July's their wettest month, by the way. So more is expected there. But of course, again, this always shows a catastrophe. Of course, it's flooding in Japan. It does that due to the monsoon season over there in India and whatever. But these events happen all the time. But it's the stark ones that you realize it wouldn't be happening, like a city being wiped off the map from Allied terror bombings or Allied-supported rebel groups. When you hear of 500,000 some deaths in Syria over this planned overthrow of the Syrian government, it's like, how many lives are worth it? Well, of course, if you're a corporation, quite a few, you know. Same in, like I say, 500,000 kids in Iraq. 80-some million residents in Iran. How many people are willing to watch millions get bombed to death over lies again just so that they can control that $45 trillion of the oil sitting underneath Iran? Yeah, people got to drive, like my friend said. You know, I guess it's just, I see morality dropping there, but humanity is dropping faster. In the video there with Mike Mallory, the point was is that, yeah, a lot of this is shock value as a test pattern, I guess you call it, just to see what people do. They've got all their algorithms set up. They know who's clicking like or dislike, who's sharing. You know, they know how to manipulate information around, believe me. It doesn't have to be Russia. But anyway, all this stuff is being used to coddle certain feelings. Like in Iran right now with these so-called protests, and they keep showing the women refusing to wear their hijabs or whatever, burqa, but they want their liberation. Well, you can watch that video on Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran. And in that video, it clearly shows all these Iranian teens and early 20 kids up on the ski slopes drinking, not dressed in any other way than what an American would look like. But this constant liberation, and I always think, you know, about, oh, if Iran is so bad, it hangs people or whatever like that, you know. Well, we look at what happens to this country here. What if Iran was to drop its moral life? That's all I can call it, because if you export this And I hate to say that because this is America, you know, we used to have a pretty high standards. But this so-called liberating movement there to export our way of life over to Iran, and you'll notice that during the sanctions, that didn't cover any of the big cell phone sellers and stuff. You know, everyone in Iran walks around with a cell phone, too. And so you watch these videos, these stupid fail videos and stuff. They're from all over the world. People do the same thing. They're stupid, you know. They act the same way around the same world, you know. But we have to be at war with someone. We got to worry about North Korea. Got to worry about Russia. Got to worry about China, you know. I can't help think that if you were to, instead of looking at your clothes where it says made in China, be over there and actually looking at China because it was made in America, because it could not have developed its strength by not having the purchasing of all these big corporations of moving their businesses over to China to get that slave labor, which in fact has brought so many Chinese out of their poor status to more or less middle class. But all these corporations did that by moving, offshoring their businesses. And this was done with full consent of Congress. And now, so when they talk about it, it's just like this good cop, bad cop. You know, oh, you know, the Chinese are bad. Well, America's good, you know. But someone's getting slapped with the phone book, and it was the American worker. These big corporations here laid off thousands of Americans to seek that third world slave labor. Actually, it's not third world, but be able to seek that slave labor to be able to produce a product to sell right back to America. And of course, then you got your tariffs and whatever like that. But the point is, China couldn't have grown without the request from U.S. corporations. So, and as I mentioned too, when they talk about in the stock market that China's exports are down, of course they're down. It's because America isn't buying. Look at the debt. Anyway, caller in Kentucky, is that New York? Ken in New York. Good evening, Ken. Hope you're having a good evening.
Yes, I am, and thank you for taking my call. You were talking about Coca-Cola a little while ago, and I had been at a 4th of July party a couple of years ago, where the friend of mine that was hosting the party had just been diagnosed with diabetes, and one of the other people happened to be Mexican in the at this party, and we were sitting around talking, and he said to me, I said, you shouldn't drink Coca-Cola anymore because it's all high fructose corn syrup. And he said, did you know, he said to me, the Mexican, did you know that in Mexico they use real sugar, but up here they use high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not.
It is, yeah. Walmart here in Missoula, I've been there for quite a few months there, but Walmart in Missoula, they sell Coke in a bottle and it says made in Mexico. And if you look read the label, it says made from raw sugar.
Wow.
It tastes better, too.
Well, yeah, but the point is that the corn syrup is a neurotoxin, among other things, and it's actually worse for you than sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, I enjoyed your call on Ralph's show there. Every time I hear your voice, you remind me of the guy from Twilight Zone.
I know. You know what it is? I have a perpetual sinus problem, so my voice sounds kind of...
I'm not knocking you. You sound great to me.
No, that's the way... Yeah, I know. It's pretty distinctive. I listen to myself. But the other thing I want to talk about is earlier you mentioned about the doctor, going to see the doctor and the pain and... the doctor asking you, have you ever been asked by, for example, I would see my endocrinologist from time to time because I have diabetes also. And one day I went to visit him and he said, so how are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling okay. He says, he asked that weird question that caused the alarm bells to go off. Are you depressed about anything? He never asked me this question before in 18 years that I've been seeing him, so immediately I said, aha, I know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and I said, no, but I said, unless being an optimist is a mental illness, because I don't know why, but I seem to feel like everything's going to turn out okay, even when it shouldn't. And then, man,
I got a break
one
up here. Yeah, go ahead, Ken. Hang on there, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9.
Anytime you go, anywhere you go,
box is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We're currently talking with Ken over in New York. And Ken, before I jump in here, I want to say something here. In reference to what we were talking about before, my other doctor, whom I've talked to at great length there, the last visit I was at, he injected this alcohol into my lower groin there, which was supposed to kill all this nerve pain, which was caused from the surgery. Anyway, we got talking, and I says, you know, it's funny that I'm having all this nerve problems. And I told him I was reading this article, and I brought it up on my phone as I was talking there. And it was about all the MRI and CT scans and their dyes that they inject, which cause nerve damage. And he was really interested in that. And, of course, this is where I come into this thing here about I research everything, telling this other doctor, whether it's a pill or whatever like that, you know, or a procedure. And I said, I actually think I don't have any diabetic problems, although it runs heavy in the family, and that I attribute it more to this. And, of course, that's when I became the conspiracy theory. So that's when she got into this activism thing. So, anyway, finish up what you're saying there.
Well, some of your medications and some of the things that they do to you can actually cause diabetes. Of course, something
sure.
That looks like, maybe on a temporary basis, as long as they're treating you with it. But we got back to the D question. And So he said, to, you know, we were discussing, and as I said before, he said, you feel depressed about anything, which he never asked me in 18 years, but I immediately know from listening to RBN and Al Whitney, you know, this is part of the thing where they try to get you into some other problem that you don't really
sure.
have.
Sure.
And so I said, no. I said, I don't know, I'm the eternal optimist, unless you want to call that a disease. And then I said, no, hold on a minute. No, there is something I'm depressed about. And he looked around from his computer, and he said, what? And I said, I'm depressed about the state of medicine in this country. And, you know, five seconds can be like a lifetime. We're just looking at each other. And then I mm-hmm. did the Mona Lisa half smile and started laughing. And then he said, no, you're not depressed. I'm glad you feel that way, because then I won't be able to get my pistol permit that I'd like to get someday.
Well, like I say, you're in Montana.
I just kept piling it.
Yeah. In Montana, you can't have a gun license for if you have marijuana. But
yeah, they keep making up all of these. I don't know why they need excuses. I mean, if they want to do it, why do they? You notice they always look for an excuse?
Well, especially with the veteran. Right. Especially with veterans, though, Art.
Oh, God,
I mean,
yes.
Ken, remember these guys, Ken. They serve, they get home, and they realize it was all a lie. Of course you might get kind
of
pissed off. You're sitting around dying there in pain.
You're gonna be,
you know?
You might be angry.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about your earlier, you're talking about trains. You had a train set that ran multiple rooms in your house. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, we had a five-bedroom house. I believe I had one into every bedroom like that. And my siblings, you know, Mike, Willie, and Teresa, and Maureen, they stepped over everything. They didn't trash. We had a pretty good house like that. But I had a train track set up that you wouldn't believe that went all through the house.
Oh, was it O gauge?
I don't know what they were there. There was the bigger ones, but it was only when those the smaller ones came out there that I started baking these little city type things, you know. And
right, but you know, when you get to be our age, and I've been collecting trains ever since I was 12 years old, and I would put them away, bring them out, put them away, and I put them out a couple of years ago. My brother-in-law put them out, and he said he was a little sheepish, like he'd bring his kids around and his grandchildren, and I said, well, you know, I said, don't. We don't, at our age, we don't play with trains. We model
right.
railroads. There's a difference. I'm not. Maybe well, a specious
think,
difference.
Yeah, but Ken, I think you could use the word model because it was after a memory or something that we had from a certain era. Today,
well,
you can't
all the
really
model. The magazines will call themselves modeling magazines.
Yeah. Well, like. Yeah. I mean, like America today, it's not the model of the country I knew when I grew up. So it's a memory, you know. It's kind of what you want to build on itself, you know.
By the way, about the, you have the white coat syndrome when you go and your blood pressure's cranked up until the doctor sits and talks to you for a while? Because I used to have that.
I got a break here, but I'll go ahead and answer it after the thing here. I'll go ahead and cut you loose here, but you have a good one, okay, Ken?
Sure.
All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in. We'll be right back. 1-800-319-4443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. During the break, I was looking at the Twitter feed here. It showed a gal had shot a big, huge grizzly, and right below there, there's a picture of the Swan Mountain Range. And all I can think of is all the nice grizzlies we have here in Montana. I hate it when I hear about bears getting shot. Imagine we've come into their territory, paved roads over, put fences up like that, and these guys starve up in the mountains, and when they attack someone's calf or something like that, it's some major issue, you know. Of course they're hungry. Anyway, right before the break there, Ken had asked about this elevated blood counts, and of course my red cells were elevated. But I will say this, so the doctor actually had got on that theme about this nerves, and she said that there are a few people that cannot assimilate B vitamins in a pill type form, and may have to have them injected. So It could be some kind of a thing. Anyway, I've got a script thing there to go over to the regular hospital and get a real full blood draw to do a vitamin and any heavy metals type thing. But anyway, just finishing up on that there. But the leading causes of death in the United States are abortion, heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, car accidents, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, and pneumonia, kidney disease. Guns are not listed on that list. So just a thought here as you hear them more and more talk about and doing these shootings and stuff. So I thought this article was interesting here about more dogs being poisoned by marijuana, vets say. And I, my dogs there, if you put anything up to their nose they don't like, they'll instantly back away from it like that. I don't believe this, but it does cite there that this gal left either some type of candy type stuff there. But my dog Milo, I give him that CBD oil for his hips, and boy, does he feel a lot better after that. But I guess it varies. If, you know, of course, dogs get sick doing that just as much as kids. You hear this on the two-way up here all the time, where some kid has gotten into someone's OxyContin or something like that, and has gone damn near into a coma like that. You know, but poisonings happen all the time, and it's usually at the fault of someone else. But again, you're supposed to feel sorry here because it's dogs, and of course, this is another general thing here to push this anti-marijuana stuff. There was another cute video here. I won't have time to play it here, but it was a video here of this guy going around asking all these people about Trump's SCOTUS pick, which even hasn't happened yet. And watching it, it's hilarious here because everyone's, I disagree with it. The event has never even happened. But this shows you how dumbed down people are. It's just amazing that that someone could not keep up on the news to realize from what day something happens in America to another. Anyway, Granny's on the phone there from Missouri. So good evening, Granny. I hope you're having a good evening.
Good evening, Keith.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing fine. I can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did.
There you go.
All the things you talk about makes me think of, like, when I grew up in the 50s, it was a different world.
It sure was.
I don't recognize this country. It's nothing like it used to be.
Yeah, Patty, I may have told you this before, but my brothers and I all have on identical arm, or same arm, same spot, a mark from a Toyota Tonka toy truck. And I remember back here in the 60s there, playing with that alongside Highway 200 here at my uncle's house. And you could lay on the highway and not get run over. I mean, that's how peaceful it was. And, of course, now with the big traffic and stuff, everything has changed.
Yeah, it has. When I was a kid, we slept with our front door open, back door open, with screen doors just hooked. I mean, it was a safe world to live in.
It sure was.
We didn't have all this meanness going on.
Well, you heard about that lady that had was filling up her car there, and she turned around, this guy had jumped in there, and she shot him in the head. But he wouldn't back down there. But, I mean, I never heard of this crap going on before.
No.
Gender reassignments, all this crap like that.
Well, and smart women keep their doors locked.
Yeah.
And their windows rolled up.
And most gays that you know of, they can cook or bake, so why don't they make their own cake? I mean, for God's sake, why make an issue of something?
Well, it's an agenda.
Yeah.
It's just to raise Cain over absolutely nothing. It's political. It's all politics. Yeah. Just like I think a lot of this stuff we see going around the world, I mean, we know who's behind it. But a lot of it is smoke and mirrors.
Yep, we know.
Peer porn. They got to keep the people.
Yeah, there's a paper up here called the Valley Journal here, and I read the comments or the letters to the editor type thing there. And, you know, it instantly reflects what you hear on the radio two-way here of the police calls. Everyone has built themselves in this little euphoria index of security and stuff, you know. the alarms that go off on these places over and over, panic alarms. I mean, everyone's in fear of something, you know.
Right. And if you see something, say something, you and your next door neighbor, they'll rat you out in a minute if you they see you do something in your own yard that they don't like.
Yep, that's right. I got two more callers, so anything else, young lady?
Nope, I just wanted to get that in there.
All right, well, hey, I'm glad to hear you call in there, okay?
Thanks, Keith.
All right, we'll catch you on Twitter later. Rick in Arizona. Good evening, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, Keith. Yeah, I saw you. Yeah, okay, Keith. I heard you on Fetzer a couple days ago. You did a good job.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you could probably understand this. You know, people that... I'll say one thing. There is an agenda out there to make Trump the underdog.
Sure. Yeah, I know that.
Media,
yeah.
This is how... And the media is behind this. Now, the media is portrayed as Trump's enemy. Now, if Trump was really their enemy, they would go after him for not being for being a Vietnam War draft dodger like they did everybody else. They did it to Cheney. They did it to Bush. They just go down the list. They won't touch Trump because these people want war. These people want war with Iran somehow. And so they're not going to – they need Trump to get the white men on their side. And Trump has not Trump hasn't delivered nothing to anybody but the Jews.
That's right.
You name me one campaign promise he's kept that wasn't to the Jews in Israel. There isn't any. But you see,
well,
even
got a story coming up.
Falling for this crap.
I got a story coming up about a big cut here coming too, which is going to piss off a lot of people. But it's all towards the medical industry where Trump isn't going to pay the billions to these big pharmaceutical places.
Okay. No, I mean, he wants to cut. He wants to reduce prescription drugs. He wants to bring in the Israel's supply
of
generic drugs. This is an Israeli thing. People don't understand. This guy works for the mafia. He could not get an operator license in Nevada because he had too many organized crime connections.
Well, let me ask this, Rick.
He could not get a license in the 90s. He could get into Nevada because his history was too dangerous for the hoods in Las Vegas. Okay.
Well, that's
tell
why.
Rick,
I was just going to say though that this is why, you know, everyone out there they say that they might feel sorry for Trump. Actually, I feel more sorry for Americans because they don't realize what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, the media is manipulating you into looking at Trump as the underdog.
Sure.
This guy is not delivering to anybody but the people that put him
corporations.
In office, and they want to privatize every square inch of America. They want to take away your highways, and they want to charge it back to you. They want to turn your air traffic control system into a private corporation. They want to turn your state parks, your national parks, and then they want to give it to their buddies that are the billionaires, and they're going to run it better than the government, and then they're going to charge you more than it does to get into Disneyland. People, this guy Trump is bad news. Don't fall for him. Anybody is, look, just whatever. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, sounds good there, Rick. Yeah, I have the same viewpoint there. It doesn't matter who's in office. I just feel that Trump is a part-time employee. Someone else will be in there before too long, and it's business as usual. Let's say, like I've said before, whatever he tweeted there prior to his election there about anti-war, get out of Syria and stuff, everything just went full bore. And, of course, now they're looking for open excuses of chemical weapons. And now the OPCW there has just confirmed there that none of these massive chemicals were used, that there was some sledge trace of chlorine. But, again, but it's this constant red line. And, of course, now Syria today is releasing all these photos of all these French, U.S., NATO weapons, and, of course, Israeli and American TOW missiles, all this stuff that has been actually handed in by these alleged moderate rebels, of which your Congress authorized over $700 million, and I heard it's actually over $1 billion now, to arm and train these jihadists over there, as Americans, by the millions, have gone jobless, homeless, starving, and we're supposed to worry about some little kid in a cage. And, of course, again, this is all back to these distractions. Anyway, Mike in Virginia there. Good evening there. How you doing, sir?
You got a great show. You have one of the most eclectic shows
on the air, and as a consequence, is one of the best. You're all over the map. The one video or audio that you played about the one guy talking about the poor little refugees.
Right.
Let me tell
Mike
you
Mallory. Mike Mallory.
I think that guy is full of it. Probably most of those so-called children in the 16, 17, 18, they're being used as mules.
Right,
carrying
that's correct.
Drug. And,
well, you have to remember, though, Mike, this is how propaganda works. They'll give you one side of the story and drill the one that they really want into you, and that's through the sympathy of your heart.
Yeah, well, I know. And what Trump should have done is put our troops on the border with M60 machine guns and M16s and just say, okay, turn around and carry your ass back home. That's what he should have done. Not even let him cross the border. Tell him to take a hike, you know?
Well, yeah, here's another one for you, Mike. Yeah, Mike, here's another one for you. Right after this election of this Mexican president down there, I forget his name. But anyway, the papers filled up instantly with how he says to basically run El Norte, run north, you know. But the fact was is that didn't get any traction there, because at the same time that was released came the political assassinations of over 100 people down there in Mexico, and that took the news, see. So they didn't get this the traction off of that other one they wanted.
And I just want to mention something about drugs. You mentioned marijuana earlier.
Uh-huh.
And people need to think twice if they think that using drugs only harms themselves. Because think of how many policemen, politicians, and journalists are murdered by drug dealers trying to expose the corruption and the destructiveness of the drug culture, and these people are killed because of drugs. So these you know, middle-class, upper-middle-class Americans that are tooting coke or smoking pot or whatever, thinking, oh, well, I'm not harming anybody. They're really hypocrites.
Mike, that today is the ideal of commerce, like I mentioned before with that oil line through the Dakotas there. And I mentioned that to my friend there, and he says, so big deal, they're digging up tribal graveyards. Who cares? You know, it's culture. But, you know, it's not his. But then later on with the big, 5,000-some-odd barrel spill of oil, his reply was, well, you know, people got to drive. But they have no impact or see no impact on anything until it affects him, say at the gas pump or something. You know, well, no, I got to pay this, you know. Then it becomes an issue.
I know. Yeah, I really sympathize with the Native Americans. That XL oil pipeline, I was totally dead set against. But also, too, I just want to mention one more thing about marijuana. People think it's a benign drug, but there are cases where people buy marijuana and it spiked with maybe fentanyl, God forbid, or some other drug that's going to make it more potent. And some people wind up dying from smoking marijuana because it's got some kind of additive to it that the dealer,
right,
you know, spikes it with to
enhance the THC and stuff.
To make it seem like you're getting higher. So there are no safe drugs out there, and they do it with cocaine and everything else. Spike it with fentanyl and it's just dangerous, you know?
Well, yeah, but Mike, see, this is the reality of drugs, though. Remember, through the opium cartel wars, the eye on North Korea, which is the second world's largest opium producer, that the Roosevelt and John Kerry's parents and stuff were all involved in this opium trade. This has been going on. And, of course, by doing so, you get to control a population either through crime, corruption. It works through the courts. It funds the system. It funds the privatized for-profit prison systems when you put a bunch of slaves in there to work for a dollar a day, whatever it is like that, you know. But, yeah,
you're
this
right.
is all, you know, But as far as the legal end of it, like that, like I buy my weed here from a dispensary in Missoula there, and of course, you know, it's all regulated and stuff, so I don't have to worry about that. But you are right, and everyone always tries to up the ante on things, pushing the limits, you know.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You got a great show. Keep up the good work.
All right, sounds good. My best to you. Okay. Anyway, we you know, we're seeing more and more of what's going on here, and one of them was over here. This father of four over there in England, he believes that sex is genetic and also biological. Well, he was fired for that thought, and of course, this is through the NHS system over there, and this is where we people that grow up, get married, have a child, know the joy that at birth they pronounce that, hey, you've got a son or you've got a daughter. Usually the males like the son because it carries on the family name and stuff. But we're getting to the point now where everything is offending to everyone, and you can't mention this and you can't mention that, or you have to take out the he and the she and just say them or something like that or whatever. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio.
Welcome back. you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. You're the last of the show here, but you know, I was mentioning this before here with other callers, but the fact that right now, you know, like with this immigration, the UN body condemns Australia for illegal detention of asylum seekers and refugees. It's the same playbook they're using, like that, the poor kids, everything like that. The UN, same thing, though. They condemn the Saudi bombing of Yemen and stuff, but nothing's ever done. And, of course, this is supposed to cause fervor to get people to rise up, and you get a bunch of whites and blacks holding signs that says, let in the Latinos, you know. I feel sorry for them. But they didn't feel sorry for them when they were all being bombed or having these drug wars escalate in their cities and townships across Mexico and Latin America. I just can't believe the social manipulation. And, of course, again, like I mentioned earlier about the CIA and their active regime change, unable to learn from 1953 there, I guess. But the fact is, yeah, people want change everywhere like that. But it's led to them in different ways. And that's why you pay people, whether it's ISIS or whoever, to go out and cause this. Like, you know, the United States has a crisis of ISIS, and so we're going to go over there and bomb them. Then you find out they're supplying most of the stuff for them anyway. But the point was, is you create business. And, of course, you have to make it feel like, well, ISIS is beheading people and stuff. So you use your shock videos and everything like that. These people don't care. What's been floating around on Twitter here lately, the fact that Hitler didn't kill anyone, Mao didn't kill anyone, Pol Pot's didn't kill anyone. It was all those that were just doing their jobs, whether they're soldiers, cops, whatever like that. Those are the ones that did the killing. But they were manipulated into it. You know, same thing here. You're born red, white, and blue, you know. Pick up a flag, carry it across a field, you know, die, you know. But people are manipulated into feeling bad. They got to protect their own freedoms. And they're like, say, for the American soldier, like I mentioned earlier, you imagine going fighting these wars and have bullets zipping over your head, bombs exploding like that, whatever PTSD you might get from it, shell shock, call it what you want. But then to realize that you get back home here and you see the police state emerging more and more, and you realize that I didn't fight for this, you know. Theresa May is having a problem with that Brexit deal over there. And, of course, it looks like this is just one big stall to delay Brexit. And, of course, many people are getting mad about this. And as I mentioned, she had that one cabinet member of hers step down there. But, again, Brexit is to keep or to actually disband from the European Union. And the European Union is comprised of who? A bunch of unelected officials that have massive spending accounts. And all it does is just suck the economies dry. And if you watch these shows on Netflix of these deep fishing things where the people in the other areas outside Britain are running over the nets and stuff of British fishermen. And of course, nets cost like $10,000. They're like 5 miles long or something like that. But you know, this is a loss that people have to take. And, of course, in that movie, Brexit the movie, you see where in Britain they were actually ordered to burn their boats. This is just to make sure that they couldn't be fishing their own territorial waters. But I just can't believe that so many people can't see what's going on. Anyway, I touched on this earlier here about Obama. This is off of Zero Hedge, where he's going to freeze these billions in Obamacare payments. And, of course, this is outraging the insurers. And the insurers, of course, are all connected to the banks. And so I'm looking for the setup, you know, the Archduke Ferdinand event. Anyway. That's all the news I have actually for you, or what I prepared up to. I have a succulent pork roast downstairs. It's just permeating into the house here right now, and the dogs are licking their chops. So anyway, I haven't heard from John about having anyone take over the show yet or anything like that, so I take the time off here. But, we'll catch you next week. Up next is on Blacklist News Radio. Thanks for those in the control. Thanks for Ken in the control room, those in the chat room, and all you listeners out there for your support. I'll be back next Sunday and chat then. Have a good evening. Talk radio,
yeah. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.